The center now attracts more visitors per year than the World's Fair did during its six-month run. That's partly thanks to some major events, such as Bummershoot and the Folklife Festival, and concerts in Key Arena. Another reason? The Seattle Center is now home to more than 30 arts and culture organizations, from the Seattle Rep and Opera to the Children's Theater and Book It Theater. Center Director Robert Nellum says one purpose of the 1962 World's Fair was to create a civic arts campus.
And then 50 years later, we still have this tremendous gift for our community in the Seattle Center. And so what we wanted to do was honor that past. We wanted to celebrate what we have become.
The celebration kicks off this weekend, focusing on the history of the 1962 fair, known as the Century 21 Exposition. The calendar of events runs through October. It mostly showcases existing groups based at the center, which you might not know about or have forgotten about. There will be some unique offerings, including art installations sprinkled in various courtyards and lawns, a section with children's rides where the Fun Forest used to be, and an inflatable domed theater showing the history of the universe.
You can go in there and take a trip in the Geodome and actually see what we believe is out there.
Plus, a science festival is coming in June, and, well, you should just check out their calendar. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.